USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The suspected gunman in the FedEx facility shooting that left at least eight people dead was identified as 19-year-old Brandon Hull, police are saying. He is a former employee of the company. New details coming out regarding what happened at that FedEx facility.
You know, this suspect came to the facility, and when he came there, he got out of his car and pretty quickly started some random shooting outside the facility. There was no confrontation with anyone that was there. There was no disturbance. There was no argument. He just appeared to randomly start shooting, and that began in the parking lot.
Indianapolis Deputy Chief Craig McCart. President Biden holding a summit at the White House with the Prime Minister of Japan. The President also holding a joint news conference. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
White House COVID advisor Andy Slavitt is again warning about the growth of virulent mutations or variants.
We are announcing a $1.7 billion investment to bolster the ability of the CDC and state and local public health departments to monitor, track, and defeat emerging threats.
COVID also telling reporters the variants amount for nearly half of the coronavirus cases in the U.S. A new memorial honoring those who fought in World War I opened today in Washington, D.C. Many say the memorial has been a long time coming since it's the only major war from the 20th century that didn't have a memorial in the nation's capital. It's located on Pennsylvania Avenue near the White House. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is calling on the Biden administration to designate Mexican drug cartels as foreign terrorist organizations. The Republican governor penning a three-page letter laying out his case. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The Republican-controlled House in Florida passed a bill banning transgender athletes from playing girls' sports, shifting attention to the state Senate where final approval is needed to send the bill to Governor Ron DeSantis. Republican lawmakers saying the bill is needed to protect the sanctity of women's sports, but opponents say it only legalizes bullying for transgender students. The NCAA weighing in saying that states that pass these sorts of bills will not be eligible to host future championship games, to which Republican Senator from Florida Ron DeSantis tells Fox News.
Well, first off, Florida's not going to be bullied by the NCAA. You know, we already have, in Florida, we've already passed it out of the House, the state House. Men should not be playing women's sports. It's pretty basic. You know, my wife and I raised two daughters. It wouldn't have been fair for them if men played in their sporting events. The American public doesn't agree with this. I mean, Joe Biden does, the radical left does, but this is pretty basic. Men should play in men's sports, women in women's sports. But by the way, we took a vote on the Senate floor. Schumer, Warnock from Georgia, Kelly in Arizona, Cortez Masto in Nevada, Hassam in New Hampshire, Bennett in Colorado, they all said, no, we believe that men should be able to compete in women's sports. And that's what that's going to do is they should not suggest they care about women's sports because it's going to decimate women's sports.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.